where were you standing, and so forth, and shot the nigger and all. And one of them, I was trying to be careful, guard myself as close as I could. And I told him, just exactly like I told you. And one of them spoke up and said, well, you didn't shoot him in self-defense. I said, I didn't say I did. But I made a mistake. But I didn't say I shot him in self-defense. But anyway, so they got through with me and turned out. And my brother and I just sitting out there. I said, and right there, here come a man. I said, are you Mr. I said, yeah. I said, Jake Christenberry wants to see you. Dick's attorney, Christenberry. Okay. So I went in there and he said, well, Mr. said, we failed to indict you. And I want to recommend you for one thing. You sure have a world of friends up there in your country. And you should be proud of them. But some of them were so eager to get you out of trouble till they didn't confine themselves to the truth. Until we talked about prosecuting them, we said, no, this has gone far enough. But it says one thing I want you to do now, and that is that I understand the feeling up there. And see, they had charge against the nigga here in Clinton. You know, this woman, they got in the fuss over dividing corn, and she was prosecuted. Says he has got to go back to Clinton to face that charge. And says, I understand the feeling is pretty high against him up there, and you know, they can take him. They can take him up back up there. We got to give him up. And say, so you all, that says, they're going to kill him. And say, so then if they do, says, then you and I both going to be in serious trouble again. And say, so I want you to go up there and see can you squash this thing and not bring him trial up there. So I said, well, I don't know, Judge, whether I can or not. I said, you are right. The season's pretty high up there. And he said, well, you go on up there now and try to get this thing squished. So he won't have to come up there. I said, well, Judge, if you turn him loose, I have got to quit my job to guard my family. I said, well, he's dangerous. He said, if you squish that up there, and then if he come back up there, and then if that son of a bitch come up there, I don't give a damn if you kill him. Okay, so we called from New Orleans that they'd turned me loose.
Yeah.
And so when we got up there, my friend was divided. A lot of some of my close friends said, they got you out of it, let's let it go. They keep me from here. I said, that's fine. Some of them said, no, we're going to make him bring him back. Of course, you know what that meant. Well, there was nothing, I'd had enough of it. There was nothing for me to do but just back off. Of course, all us brothers was there then. My daddy, he really wanted him, and he said, he had enough son, he'd be 10 times. But I wasn't. And so, but anyway, some of the old heads got together and decided they wouldn't bring him back. And so, they done away with the charge, and that settled that. Now, that was 31 years ago.
Yeah. And that guy lived just down the road, Pete?
Yeah, right up there on the hill, right inside of my house, then, where he lived. But he was dangerous. He was really a dangerous. And so his brother was living with me then. So I told him, I said, I ain't got no more use for you. You get away from me. 12 and 40 years ago, we done about got through the carpet. And I told him to leave. But that's the trouble I had with him. But nevertheless, most of the black people liked me because I had trouble with him.
Yeah.
But I always worked him. I said I worked him, but I give him what they made.
Yeah. So were there a lot of desperate characters around here?
He was. But otherwise, we didn't have no trouble with black people. But of course, now most all of them went down there, I know, in reading and lied for that nigger, you know. But now, the nigger that I had from at home down here, and the same age as me, now he didn't, and one or two others that had trouble with this nigger, they told him like, well, they told him what a mean nigger he was. One or two niggers. I know they did, so we could tell. But most of them lied for this nigger. But it popped out after I shot him a day or two later what he had been doing. He had been, you know, pimping. When I was shooting him, I knew nothing about that trouble.